sonic pest remover.
Electronic mouse repellent.
Electronic mouse repellent, right. Roger, just to tell you, I'm now recording our pre-podcast conversation.
Oh, wow.
So, just to tell you, I can stop the recording, but I just thought...
I have no problem with the listeners knowing what we think of them.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, it was actually, you know, the pre-podcast, you know, stuff is certainly felt by some to be more interesting than the podcast itself. And you never know where it's going to go. But actually, you asked me a minute ago, before you went and got the tea and the coffee, you said to me, am I going to use this morning's experience on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
And my first reaction was, no, I cannot possibly talk about rats on the podcast, right? I said, oh my God, I do not want people in my local community, particularly, this is terrible, but I have to admit it, pardon me, like my wife wouldn't want people to know that we had rats. I mean, nobody might come to our house. And secondly, there are some companies that... they advertise that their vans have no markings on them.
Because of the...
Well,
but it's not that you have rats.
The whole issue is about how vulnerable I feel starting the podcast.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't do anything if we're vulnerable.
How to use that vulnerability. And my first reaction was, oh, no, can't bear that. We'll just... But actually, the more I think about it while you were out of the room, I thought, I absolutely want to. This is invaluable, real experience. And it's one that people can empathize with easily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to tell you now how I'm going to handle it, right?
Fair enough.
But because I want to only do it once, if you like.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course, yeah.
But I did actually have an angle come to me about this.
So just for these people who are listening to this going, well, the preamble is always better than the podcast. Surely this time the podcast will be better than the preamble. Surely.
We can discuss this in the podcast after the podcast.
Right.
Anyway, a cup of tea is good here. And you're going to set up all the sound. And anyway, look this is all about me, because I arrive here in a state of high dudgeon. Where did that word ever come from? High dudgeon.
I don't know. We can Google it.
Anyway, is it correct to say I'm in a state of high dudgeon?
I think so. Who knows these days?
Well, one of the things I said to myself after the last podcast is, Paul, you must let Roger speak more.
Well, maybe Roger's got nothing as entertaining or insightful as you say. Maybe it's a technique by a former journalist just to say nothing.
Clever bastard. Just let the other person hang themselves out to dry. Then you get the copy you want. And then you hand it over to the copy, to the headline writer.
Well, the interesting thing is most people feel compelled to fill a silence. They cannot not fill a silence. So if you are ever being interviewed by a journalist, and you've said your piece, and you've said what you said to yourself that you were going to say and no more, and the journalist leaves a silence... Well, that's fine. Then there's a silence. That's for them to deal with, not for you to fill by giving the game away. And here's another tip. When the interview is over and you're feeling all nice and relaxed and that one thing about your company that you weren't going to say, that was the one thing you absolutely were not going to reveal in the interview, in the conversation, and you kept it to yourself, you lasted the entire interview... Guaranteed in the lift, on the way down to the door, and you are seeing the journalist off the premises, it will come out if you're not careful. I've had that happen to me. I was in a lift in Hong Kong. During the interview, asked quite a sensitive question. I knew it was a sensitive question, and I got the political non-answer. And we are two floors from the ground floor of the building and the person I was interviewing raised the question themselves and came back to it and blurted out the answer that everybody knew was true, but hadn't yet had confirmed.
I'm just checking my iPhone to make sure that it will not run out. It's got 50%. No. Oh, question to you.
Yeah.
Live streaming on Periscope.
Oh, yes.
I think we should do it. Because once again, we haven't given any thought to how we'll do it, so let's just do it.
Yeah.
And someday we'll do a proper...
figure it out.
Yeah, how to do it in the... Yeah.
I've got my stand, but I'm going to put it over here this time, where it's somewhere different.
Wherever for the light, yeah. But the Periscope way is always, to be effective on Periscope, you have to, or it's highly advisable to, connect with the people who are tuned into the live stream.
Right, well that's...
And we didn't do that last time. We weren't able to say, look, in any way, even to say... You know, we've got 95 people here, Roger, isn't that wonderful? At least that says something. Or else to say, thank goodness Joe from, you know, Swaziland has had the time to come.
Well, the only thing is, we are doing a podcast, we're not doing a...
Yeah, I know. But I know that if I'm also reading what people say on the live stream... In some way, I don't know how to do this, but in some way I feel that it would be possible to give people watching the live stream the sense that we were aware of them.
Mm-hmm. But then the issue there is that you're talking to an audience that is not the audience... It happens on the Gary Vaynerchuk thing, where he records both audio and video. And there's a runner that I follow as well, does exactly the same. And then they forget. They forget that there's an audio audience, and they start addressing the visual audience. Where me being an audio listener then gets very upset. I think, well, I'm listening to your podcast, and you've invited me to listen to your podcast, but you can't be bothered to actually address me.
Well, in relation to live streaming, I have a reaction, which is that I don't actually like it when people do Facebook Live and Periscope at the same time.
Okay. I'll have to clip that on.
Oh, yeah, fix it all up. You can do it while the iPhone is on. Right. Well, you know, there are people who used to do Meerkat and Periscope at the same time.
Right.
And... I didn't like it. I was Periscope. I was here on Periscope. And I was. You see, you're watching the person, and they've got two cameras in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it was distracting. I mean, I didn't begrudge them doing it, because I could understand it. They'd be doing it, but... Oh, no. The Periscope will have to be set up. I'll have to put a title on it and all that, so it will need to be...
But I just need to check the...
check the visuals.
Check the visual first before we do anything. That'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where am I going to be sitting? I'm going to be sitting over there. I'll come close to the table. That'll work.
I'll have to resist the temptation to go...
You will.
While Roger's speaking, you know...
Before you stand up and do
that.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Right. Oh, this is your... Oh, this is mine, sorry.
Take it out of the case.
Yeah, yeah. So that's all perfect. I can actually... Oh, yeah. I'm going to stop the... Yeah, I'll say goodbye to the pre-podcast... This is Paul practicing leaving silence.
Roger, on the other hand, is too experienced. Okay, would you like to say goodbye to the pre-podcast?
Goodbye, pre-podcast.
Yeah.
Pre-podcast people, yes.
And goodbye, McColgan in particular. Bye.